Welcome back in, Denver Sports Nation crew, filling in for Andrew Mason, who was filling in for Reno. We're here live. We got a special guest on the line. Let's not waste any time and get right to it. From DenverStiffs.com, Andrew Feinstein, good friend of the show. And we've got Andrew on tonight for two different reasons. Obviously, to talk some Nuggets because their front office is busy at work. But my man Andrew Feinstein is working hard bringing boxing back to Denver. Andrew, the floor is yours. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, Dario. Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on. And it'll be good to talk a little bit of basketball as we, as these weeks go on into the summer. It seems like the NBA season becomes a distant memory, and we got to make sure we keep talking about it.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. My co-host Adam, his favorite player was re-signed today to the roster. Andrew, Andre Miller. They agree on a 3-year contract, so it looks like unless they end up trading him, he's going to finish his career here in Denver. And I always like to call Andre Miller the best backup point guard in the NBA. How do you feel about the contract? And talk a little bit about that.
Well, we don't know what the numbers are yet, but give Masai Ujiri credit for jumping on that contract and putting that one to bed. I don't think we wanted to be in a situation where Andre was receiving multiple suitors. You know, Andre Miller lives here in the offseason, so this was kind of a no-brainer. George Karl loves him, and when you say he's Adam's favorite player, I sense some sarcasm. I know a lot of fans don't like him. They think he slows the game down, but you know what? We won a lot of games with Andre Miller, and we don't push the Lakers to Game 7 without Andre Miller. And I thought Andre really kind of, you know, vindicated himself, especially among younger fans who didn't seem to appreciate his old-school game very much. And the guy is just a warrior. I mean, he separated his shoulder. He kept playing. So it's hard not to be an Andre Miller fan. And as a backup, you're not going to really do much better.
Well, I'll tell you what. The only beef that I have with it, Andrew, it's not with Andre Miller. I love Andre Miller's game. I followed him since his freshman year at Utah, that amazing run that he had in the NCAA tournament. I think he plays the game the right way. The only issue that I have with it is I don't trust George Karl to have him in at the wrong time of the game along with Ty Lawson, and then you have the defensive matchups. That's the only beef I have with it because, like I said, I really like Andre. I like the leadership. The way he takes the ball to the hole, man, I don't know what it is, but this guy can get his layup off, it seems like, almost on anybody, and I think he is a big asset to the Denver Nuggets team.
Well, I think you're making a lot of good points, and we wrote about this a lot at Denver Stiffs, you know, basically all season long, and I think his relationship with George is good and bad. It's good that George has a guy that he can trust. It's bad because George doesn't trust anybody else. And what happens with that is Andre did seem to get overplayed quite a bit in the fourth quarter. But, you know, he is getting a little bit older. I think George is finding that he has a little bit more trust with these other guys. George has told me in particular that he's really high on Julian Stone, and so maybe we will see the backup point guard minutes a little more equitably distributed this season.
Andrew, just to make something very clear, I respect Andre Miller's game. I think he's a great player. I would agree with D that he's the best backup point guard in the NBA. I just don't like the way that he fits in for the Nuggets and their style of play, and their getting up and down the floor, their fast-paced, up-tempo style. So that's the problem I have with Andre Miller. But let's talk about another guy the Nuggets are going to try and re-sign. What are you hearing about JaVale McGee?
Well, I know the Nuggets want to just take care of it. They don't even want to be in a position to have to match. I know that they're meeting with McGee's representatives as we speak, and I think they're trying to work something out. I think JaVale would like to be here, too. Now, everybody says that. Now, what happens when some dumb owner out there offers the kid $13, $14 million a year? You know, you can't blame McGee for taking that contract, but you also can't blame the Nuggets for, you know, maybe overreaching and trying to match it. So it's going to be really interesting to see what number McGee comes in at. The Rockets did not do us any favors. They just signed the backup center of the Chicago Bulls. His name is Omer Asik. And I think he averaged maybe 2.5 points, 4 rebounds a game in limited minutes. The kid just got $8 million a year for 3 years. Kwame Brown got $8 million last year. So if those guys are worth $8 million, does that mean McGee is worth 12? And so that's the problem. You get these dumb owners out there who make these ridiculous paydays, and the Nuggets may be the ones that get the short end of the stick on that. So let's hope that, McGee had a good enough time here for a couple months. He believes in what they're doing because, to me, he's the guy that changes the equation for the Nuggets. I know we all talk about Lawson's upside, Gallo's upside, and they have it. But nobody has more upside than JaVale McGee. You're looking at a kid that, you know, he could be a perennial all-star at the center position, a position where there's not a lot of competition right now. So they got to get a deal done with McGee, but it could be pricey.
We are talking to Andrew Feinstein from DenverStiffs.com. Andrew, do you think that one of the reasons that the Nuggets approached the draft the way that they did was to save that money that they don't have to pay these guys if they're playing overseas next year, and with that money be able to make a better offer or have more money lying around to match the McGee?
You know, I'm not sure that's necessarily true. I mean, the 20th pick in the draft is not as expensive as we think. I mean, it's all relative, obviously. But I think they wanted this kid. I think they actually wanted him. Would they prefer to see Evan Fournier play in Europe for a year? You know, they might, but don't be surprised if he's here next season. He could be on the Nuggets bench next season, and I think they wanted him. I think that, you know, there may have been some opportunities to move up that the price is probably just too high in terms of trade. So they went with a guy they like. Remember, the Nuggets needed shooting, and Rudy Fernandez is probably not coming back. Corey Brewer is probably not here beyond this season. So as your backup shooting guard, you know, this kid's 6'7", and if he pans out, he could be a heck of a backup.
Hey, Andrew, we could get back to the Nuggets in a little bit. I just want to get your reaction to some of the big news of the day. You know, Joe Johnson going to the Brooklyn Nets, Mo Williams being the featured point guard now for the Utah Jazz, as Devin Harris has been shipped to the Atlanta Hawks. What do you think this means for the Nuggets in the upcoming season within the division? What do you think this means for NBA free agency overall?
Well, let's talk about the Hawks first. I mean, this is a pretty docile organization. And all of a sudden, Danny Ferry comes in as the new general manager, and he's really shaking up the deck. And you've got to give him credit for that. You know, within a couple moves, the Hawks are now in position to get Dwight Howard. They could trade Al Horford, and they could throw in some picks and some young players, and they could actually pair Dwight Howard with Josh Smith, two guys that are good friends who grew up in Atlanta, and that's an interesting play there. As far as how it affects the Nuggets, I think Utah improved themselves. I mean, I like Mo Williams. You know, I don't love Marvin Williams, but he has some talent. They got him today, too. You know, and Utah's got, you know, the roster that they had last year with Al Jefferson and Paul Millsap. And, you know, Utah made the playoffs, and I think they just improved. But they're not going to be better than the Nuggets, so don't worry about that.
There we go. Andrew, any free agents that you see out there that you would like the Nuggets to make a run after?
There's nobody out there that I get too excited about. I mean, you know, should maybe looking at a guy like maybe Anthony Miller, who can shoot a three-pointer just to spread the floor a little bit. But I think the Nuggets they're kind of getting a new player next season that's not really being talked about. Nate Timmons wrote a great piece today at Denver Stiffs. I'm going to have to pimp out Nate's article here a little bit. And that's Jordan Hamilton. I mean, Jordan Hamilton was a late first-round pick last year, buried on the bench. He's got himself in great shape. He's been in Denver all summer working out and working out with the Nuggets coaches and the training staff. And it's almost going to be like the Nuggets found a new player. And so I think that fans should be really excited about Jordan Hamilton. We don't want to put too much pressure on him, but he's a guy that I know the team is amped up about. And now they drafted this kid from France who wants to be here, plus the Quincy Miller pick. They can't even sign up. What free agent would even make the roster? There's just no spot.
Yeah, Andrew, I was down at the Pepsi Center with Nate when they did the introductory press conference for the rookies. And, you know, Masai kind of just did a little briefing right before. It wasn't really anything formal, but he was very, very intentional to bring up Jordan Hamilton's name multiple times.
Well, and George Karl has been as well. And, again, I hope they and we aren't putting too much pressure on him. But the glimpses we saw of Hamilton last year, looks like he can shoot. He's a tall kid. You know, he's one of those guys that's got lots of upside, and if he can somehow crack the lineup, I'm almost wondering if Wilson Chandler could be the odd man out. But Wilson Chandler's got great tradability. He's got a very reasonable contract. He's a young guy. So lots of moving parts. But at the end of the day, and you guys, we've talked about this on your show on Saturdays many times, you know, the Nuggets are in this weird spot where they're good enough to probably win 50 games, good enough to make the playoffs, maybe win a playoff series. But this team is still far removed from championship, and that's why you got to re-sign a guy like JaVale McGee, because there's a wild card in a good way in terms of what he could bring to the table next season.
Andrew, man, last one for you. Nate wrote a great article the other day on your website about Quincy Miller And basically the Quincy Miller story before the injury, this guy could be a sleeper if he's able to get his health back underneath him, man. Apparently this guy was the MVP of the USA 18 and under team at the time, where he played with Austin Rivers. Give a little bit of a quick story on Quincy Miller and how this could actually be a great gamble for the Nuggets.
Well, he probably should have stayed in college another year. You know, Perry Jones, Jared Sullinger, hindsight being 20-20, maybe those guys should have come out last year. Quincy Miller is the opposite. He needed to stay one more year. I think he had a little bit of a rocky freshman year. You know, when you tear an ACL, that's never a good thing. I've done it. I think it really set him back. And now, you know, he's kind of a mixed blessing. And it's great that he landed up with a team like Denver that's got good structure. But again, I don't see where the minutes are going to come from.
Yeah.
And, you know, if everyone's insisted on Hamilton being the guy whose minutes gets up this year, I just don't see where I don't see where Miller is going to crack the roster. And my concern about Miller is, you know, could he be like an Anthony Randolph, you know, one of these really talented kids who maybe should have played a little bit more in college, come to the NBA, they've got great upside, but they get no minutes. And because they get no minutes, they just kind of fizzle into the distance and, or into the background, I should say. And I hope that doesn't happen, but, you know, look, for a second round pick, you can't lose, but I would just question where he's going to fit in.
Hey, Andrew, we wanted to end the interview a little bit early today and give you the floor, man, because something pretty exciting. Again, we appreciate your time and thanks for breaking down the Nuggets for us right now. But you're doing something very special, man, and you're working on bringing boxing back to Denver. And we just wanted to give you the mic with plenty of time left in the segment, man. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm excited to announce that on Friday the 13th of July, that's a very easy date to remember, at the Expo Event Center, which is a business I'm involved in, we are going to be bringing professional boxing back to Denver. This is not amateur boxing. And we're going to have a 7-out boxing match, and it starts at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be something that we haven't seen in Denver for a long time. We've got 2 main events, 5 undercards, and my friend Duran Hill, who's a boxer himself, is putting the whole event together, and it's called The Takeover, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I just recommend you guys getting Duran on your show on the weekends and getting the word out, because it's really going to be something something special. And that's, again, it's the Expo Event Center at on Friday the 13th of July, and tickets are really reasonable. You're talking about, you know, $35 to get in. You're not going to beat that for a professional sporting event. So I hope to see you guys there, and we're just thrilled to be doing boxing in Denver again.
Hey, we're going to be there, and we've actually got Duran Hill scheduled this Saturday in studio, and he's also going to bring along 2 of his boxers, man, so we can't wait for that on Saturday.
Well, you're going to have a great show on Saturday. Duran's a good friend, and he knows what he's talking about. Don't make him angry. He's a tough dude.
Well, I definitely was not planning on doing that. Andrew, again, thank you so much for the time. Just getting out of the gym tonight. You always make time for us, man. It's much, much appreciated.
Hey, look at you guys. You're already rocking the prime time. You're just getting warmed up, you know, and it's been fun following your guys' career, and you just keep it going. Denver needs a voice like yours, and I couldn't be prouder of you guys. Just keep it going.
Thanks a lot, man. That means a lot. Have a good night. Thanks,
Andrew. All right, you guys. Take care.